We go to this. This is very beautiful, especially the last sentence. You listen. The cultivator, although here they use the man, who has realized the essence of mind, means your true nature, can speak of it at once, spontaneously. He no need to recall memory or check the textbook. None, no need. As soon as he is spoken to about it, means you ask, he answer. You ask, he answer. He share. He no need to refer to anything. Why? Because he cannot lose sight of it. Means what? No need to remember. He awakened, that nature awakening is always there. It's not a knowledge, it's not a memory. So you don't have to remember. That's why I say, don't try to remember. Whatever you have realized, you think so beautiful, you try to remember. That is a very common mistake. A lot of cultivators get trapped because they go back to the old way. They think by remembering that, that wisdom can be retained. But that wisdom that arises is not from the thought. So if you go back to the thought, you will get trapped. That's why here is it, even when engaged in battle, means going through war, life and death, the cultivator that has realized the essence of mind, the true nature, can never forget. He understands what that thing is. That's why that wisdom is always there. You don't need to carry in your memory. That's why this one died already. You don't have to worry that it will not be your spiritual nature will have it. But the problem with your spiritual nature is you cannot inherit until you connect and you come as a common mind. Do you understand? It's not like karma. Karma, the moment you are born, immediately, you are born or heir to it, condition is supported by it, and you are what you are because of it. But the spiritual nature doesn't function like that. It needs causes and conditions for it to have the ability to be inherited. And that one, because it's a spiritual nature, you need to connect to your true nature. You need to realize the essence of mind. That's why in Mahayana, they say it's something to do with realizing the nature. Liao liao, qian xing. Or the other one is ming xing, qian xing. Maybe you can help right. Ming xing, qian xing, or liao liao, qian xing. When you have realized the essence of mind or the true mind, Ming xing jian xing or liao liao jian xing chang zu. Well, this saying is very beautiful. Ming xing is that mind that has realized itself through that nature will realize the essence of mind. Okay? So always remember, don't make the mistake. The true wisdom is once the awareness nature awakens, you no need to remember, it's there already. Then connected to the form and mind. So when things happen, spontaneously, that wisdom will manifest. It will understand. That's why he can answer the Vipetya there and then. Do you understand? Then the first part, the question of incessant rebirth. It's a momentous one. With this cycle of birth and death, samsara, is a very serious matter.